entertainment news for you.
Which is brought to you by
All Pro Foundation Repair.
And here he is, Dave.
Thank you. And because it is a Thursday, I hope that we are joined by Gordon Keith of The Rant.
Hell yeah, you got me.
Hi, Rant.
Hey, what's happening?
Party, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
All right, well, anyone who has seen any of Britney Spears' social media posts over the last couple years knows that she is not doing too well.
No, check on me, please. I'm not doing so well. I'm dancing with knives.
Yeah. So in 2021...
She sounds weird.
That's when her conservatorship was terminated. And since then, she has been living on her own. She has cut out all of her family. And she has also divorced her husband. And so now she's by herself, and people are concerned about her. They say that she just has her dogs roaming around the house pooping everywhere, and she's dancing with knives. And, you know, she just looks like she is maybe having a mental breakdown.
I think we're on the verge of disaster here. I think that's been pointing in that direction for a while, unfortunately.
Well, yesterday evening, she was arrested in Ventura County.
One of the
Cowboys training camp.
One of the greatest counties that can ever county.
Of all the counties?
Yeah. She was arrested on suspicion of DUI. The, I guess the dispatch audio says that a black BMW sedan was swerving in and out of lanes. And when they pulled that vehicle over, it was, in fact, Brittany. And she was arrested. She was released early this morning. She is due to appear in court on May 4th. Her representative released a statement saying this was an unfortunate incident that's completely inexcusable. Brittany is going to take the right steps and comply with the law, and hopefully this can be the first step in a long overdue change that needs to occur in Brittany's life. Hopefully she can get the help and support she needs during this difficult time. Her boys are going to be spending time with her. Her loved ones are going to come up with an overdue needed plan to set her up for success, for well-being.
Is it sad to say that the video and the story of her playing with giant butcher knives is more disturbing than this? Like, that to me was the apex of what is happening over there. And then maybe this just kind of is the kissing cousin of it all.
Yeah, and it's also, like, because how old is she now? 44. Yeah, she's 44, but she is, all of her social media, she's wearing, like, the tiniest little panties.
I don't like you saying
don't
that
say
word.
That.
The tiniest little bikinis. And she's
not that one either.
She's trying to act like she is still
22,
peak era Britney.
Yeah.
And when you're 44, you don't look the same. Everyone ages. It's fine. You can accept it, but she hasn't.
No.
Yeah, but she can wear whatever she wants, right?
I mean, she does. She can.
That was partial high horse, Gordon, because he ended it with a meek question at the end.
Well, I think it's, you know, I think it's weird the way that it seemed to be that culture responded to when Britney came back out and got out from under that conservatorship and everything, that everything was, you know, finally, we've empowered Britney. The people have spoken and demanded this for so long, and finally a judge has agreed, and now everything was right with the world, but yet maybe those people around her had seen more than we had seen.
There's no doubt.
They knew that she needed some governors around her to kind of keep her on the straight and narrow.
If she went on tour right now and she had her act together, is she playing next door? Is she still that big?
Oh, big time, yeah.
Is she, okay, I don't know.
I think it would be huge.
But
play a concert.
She's very beloved.
But when you see the videos of her trying to dance, like she can't even dance anymore.
Well, it's because she's better than you. Fat and pilled up.
It would be embarrassing. Like her choreography would be terrible.
I bet you she can get back into shape if she gets clean, right, and starts eating right and all that.
Do you think she is all pilled out?
Something, yeah, of course.
Maybe just drinking. Did they say what she was swerving around on?
No, they did not.
Yeah, that was our most... We weren't really concerned about the DUI as much as we were concerned about where she got popped in Ventura County. Because Ojai is the most regal of the places in Ventura County.
It says,
was she coming down that mountain, basically?
Well, I think she was on the highway in Ventura. She was pulled over in Ventura.
You mean on Ventura Highway?
I guess.
You didn't even get the joke.
No, I get it.
Okay.
I get it. But whatever that main highway is it the 101 or is it the 10 or what
it's
is
101.
It? Okay.
Yeah. As longtime residents there, we can safely
maybe
say
maybe we need the Californians to help us figure out what road it was.
Overrated sketch.
Oh, golly. God. All right.
You take that back. Yeah.
He didn't write it.
Just saying.
Oh.
You were a sour-faced bitch today.
God.
You are a sour-faced bitch.
Sour-faced. What does that even mean?
All right.
How is her relationship with her kids these days?
It's strained, I believe.
Yeah, I bet you it's pretty non-existent. I mean, her kids are all older. She had kids pretty young.
Yeah, they're like...
20s.
Let's see. Hold on. 20 and 19. Sean is 20. Jaden is 19.
So they're probably not nursing right now.
No, they've stopped nursing.
I don't know.
It's a weird question.
Some people are different.
All right, this is
they nursed a long time.
This is a pop star centric E! News.
Love it.
As I know that you talked about this morning, Gordon, on the Musers, as Billy Idol has a documentary coming out. I guess it just came out, called Billy Idol Should Be Dead. Talks about his years of excess and the fact that he was addicted throughout his life to heroin, pot, opium, alcohol, and sex. And so he's 70 years old now, and he just did an appearance on Bill Maher's podcast, Club Random. And he made an admission on the Bill Maher podcast saying, when you're trying to get off heroin, what do? You go to something else. I started smoking crack to get off heroin. And then Maher asked, did you really? And Idol said, yeah, it worked.
How? Okay. I just don't understand.
So what doctor prescribed him crack?
I think this was his own prescription. Oh. I don't think it was.
Do you think he went to rehab and they're like, look, you know... We have one idea.
I mean, it wasn't like he went to a methadone clinic and they're like, before you try methadone, try crack.
Isn't it insane, though, how these people, and I'm sure he's not alone. I mean, we just saw the Charlie Sheen documentary where no one, like Sean Penn was a good friend of Charlie Sheen's, and he's like, Charlie's body chemistry is different. He can consume more and ingest more, take on more drugs than anyone I've ever seen in my life. It's not normal. How many people are like that can say, yeah, I was a junkie, a heroin needle guy, and I got off of it by smoking crack? How many people tried that and died?
Mark.
A lot.
Yeah, I don't think that works for everyone.
No.
But if your butt hurts, try it.
Did you watch that Charlie Sheen documentary?
I did. I couldn't turn it off, to be honest with you. I thought it was great.
What's it on? Speaking of butt hurt, do you see the part about turning over the menu?
Oh, yeah.
You ever tried that?
We've all been there, Gordon.
Gosh.
Just to try it.
When you're that, because I don't think it is an indicator of sexuality one way or another. I think it's an indicator of I am this messed up. And you can say to yourself, I don't care how messed up I am.
What's messed up about it?
Drugs, the drugs part. I think you can safely say that you can be that jacked up on crack and not really know or care what you're doing.
You lose your judgment and you lose your inhibitions. So you do things that you ordinarily wouldn't do.
Right.
Is that true, Bob?
I haven't found that to be true, but
when you
I'm
watch,
no Charlie Sheen.
But
Gordon.
When you watch that documentary and you hear police officers say, "I've never seen as many drugs in a certain place than I did at Charlie's house," or like you realize this guy is not even human. And he did it for years and years and years. And I'm sure Billy Idol did the same thing.
Yeah, he did say that right before he was supposed to be on Tops of the Pops, the big...
he flipped the menu?
No, the big TV show in the UK that was about their chart and would always have the hit makers of the day on it. So he was supposed to be on there in 1984. Right when Rebel Yell was coming out, and that he OD'd on heroin. He did Persian Brown, is what he said. And everybody else in their group passed out, except for him and this one other guy. So they kept on doing lines of this Persian Brown heroin. And he says, "I was basically dying. I was turning blue. They put me in an ice bath and then walked me around the roof of the building."
Again. He should be dead.
Yes, and
that's
the name of the documentary, Billy Idol Should Be Dead. And the last thing is an update on the Michael Jackson estate. Did you see this, Corbin?
No.
So four siblings that were friends of Michael Jackson, their dad worked at a hotel that Michael often stayed at. And so their dad introduced the kids to Michael. Edward, Dominic, Aldo, and their sister Marie Nicole. And they have just filed a lawsuit in California saying that Michael Jackson was a serial child predator who over the course of more than a decade drugged, raped, and sexually assaulted all four of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so his attorney, the attorney for the estate, says it's a desperate money grab. And he points to two things. A 2010 interview on Oprah where three of them agreed that Michael never harmed them. And then a 2011 book written by Edward that's called My Friend Michael, An Ordinary Friendship with an Extraordinary Man. And he had statements in that book that said Michael never harmed any of them or anyone else. And so they're saying that it wasn't until the Leaving Neverland documentary came out that they were deprogrammed and they finally remembered. And it revealed to them all the things that he had done, and now they are looking for their recompense
settlement.
Yeah, their settlement that they were offered $690,000 from the Jackson estate, and they signed that agreement without having an attorney review it, and now they're saying they never should have signed it.
How old were they then? How old are they now? Like in their 30s or 40s?
I don't know. It doesn't say when the agreement was signed. And it doesn't say how old they are. But I guess, yeah, they were young.
In the 90s,
they were kids in the late 90s around the time that the Neverland Ranch was happening.
All right. Why wasn't it $700,000?
Why was it 69?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did they do that?
I don't know. I said it is really weird.
You know what that documentary, I guess it was on Leaving Neverland, said that was Michael's thing, what he liked. You remember that?
Go ahead, refresh my memory.
I don't know that I want to, but it's like Michael would lay on the bed and then have somebody at the end of the bed facing away from him on their... in like a more of a canine type position, just reaching back, just goat seeing.
So he could just stare into the darkness?
Yeah, to stare into the abyss while he did his own lovemaking to himself.
So that was his workaround that.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
Right.
Yeah, it's just looking.
Right.
What a creep.
It's very sensitive.
Why don't you. For Bob's sake, why don't you describe
what
goat seeing is?
Here, Bob, I want you to Google.
Don't.
Google image would be better.
Okay.
Goatsee.
Is that an E-Y?
G-O-A-T-S-E.
Oh, E.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're out of time. That's good e-news.
There's a huge...
Look at it.
There's a huge... Google,
I'll send it to you,
there's
Bob.
A huge Google spike in Goatsy and DFW right now.
That's actually the photo that I have for Bob on my contact list. So when he calls me, that comes up on my phone.
Well, and again, of course, he's going to drive home tonight and spiral out of control. And then the kids are going to be like, I wonder what Dad was looking at.
His phone flies out the sunroof.
Yeah.
with a huge full screen Goatsy image.
Oh, Daddy.
Okay, coming up next, they've done it again.
Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
5:22. It is Thursday. It is time for the Rant Revival. And that stars, of course, the three main players, Gen X, Davey Lane, Corby the Snake Davidson, and the creator of it all, Gordon Keith. And it's brought to you by
Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
Oh,
thank you, Eatsy's.
Thank you, Eatsy's, indeed.
Okay, for this portion, this is E! News adjacent in Rant Revival today, as a new trailer dropped just the other day. And this is part of the Twisted Childhood universe. So this is all born of the,
Winnie the Pooh?
The public domain of these characters from the, Winnie the Pooh and Disney universe.
Like Winnie the Pooh was the first one to turn.
Yes. It went public domain a couple years ago, and they made Blood and Honey where Pooh and all his friends were murderous animals because they were...
Not based on the revolver beer.
No. They were, I guess, forgotten and became feral. They became feral and murderous. And then after that came Bambi the Reckoning. And then Peter Pan's Neverland Nightmare.
Bambi the Reckoning. That's pretty awesome.
And they are supposedly working on an Avengers-style crossover film called Pooniverse Monsters Assemble. But this is not that.
What is the lag time you have to have before... Is it 100 years?
No, I think it's like 75 or 72, okay. Somewhere in there, yeah. So the latest one that is now public domain that is being turned into a slasher film is Pinocchio. So the new movie is called Pinocchio Unstrung, and it's directed by Reese Frake Waterfield, the same guy who did Blood and Honey. And so they are still shopping, I guess, for distribution. They don't have a release date, but they've dropped the trailer. And, of course, it's the same premise that Pinocchio wants to be a real boy, but in this, he takes matters into his own hands. At the behest of Jiminy Cricket, who is voiced by Freddy Krueger, Robert Englund. And so here's a little clip. So in this clip, you will hear the Jiminy Cricket character telling him that he needs to be a real boy and we'll get all the things that you need. And then you'll hear a bunch of hot girls get murdered. There's like a girl in a shower and then a girl in a swimming pool. And then there's a girl in like a hot tub or something.
Sure.
And this is how it goes.
Who are you?
Name's Cricket. Piece by piece, we'll take everything you need to be real.
What the hell is he?
Pinocchio!
Girl in the shower. She walks out, steps on his nose.
Well, I tell the what, Dudley, that a homicidal doll is on the loose.
The subject is dangerous, born evil.
I'm going to be a real boy. I'm going to be just like James.
Without you!
Let's give you a smile.
Let's give you a smile, and he's about to rip the teeth out of some guy.
And, like, the actual image, the portrayal of Pinocchio, I don't know if y'all have seen it yet, Bob or Gordon, but it's wooden, but it's, like, scarry wooden. Like, it's just...
Yeah, and they're very proud that they use practical animatronics for Pinocchio, that it is an actual puppet. Jiminy Cricket is a CGI, a bad CGI product, but the actual Pinocchio puppet is a practical special effect.
Yeah.
But why are so many girls showering? Why Pinocchio is on the
Yeah,
ground?
And
they want to be clean.
And he's collecting.
You got a problem with that?
He's collecting different body parts. Like he collects one girl's face, another girl's hair. At some point, he's stuffing somebody's intestines into his trunk.
What? Okay, you're gonna have to forgive me. I wasn't a big Pinocchio guy.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't really.
You're unaware of him?
No, I'm aware of him, but I don't remember. Geppetto made him.
Yeah.
Right? And he made
Geppetto was the cobbler.
And he made him in a wooden ship or something? Did he make him in a ship?
In a ship?
No. No.
There was something with a ship and a whale.
By a whale.
Yeah. Whale, yeah, okay. See, I was close.
How did Geppetto end up in a whale?
Or Pinocchio ended up in a whale.
I think he was supposed to go to Nineveh.
Why did the old man want to make a young boy so badly?
Interesting. Did we ever explore that?
Yeah, Geppettophile.
Did Geppettophile ever make Pinocchio goatsy?
Yeah, okay, gosh. Fourth shot.
But, why did Geppetto make Pinocchio's nose grow?
Okay, yes. So explain that bit.
I will sit on you now.
Tell me, is this comfortable?
You sound like vampires. So,
what? The letter N.
What was his deal? What was Pinocchio's deal? He lied?
Yeah, if he lied, his nose would grow.
But what was he lying about?
I don't know what was going on?
Did he go to grade school?
Going to Pleasure Island.
I like to be gay.
Like, I'm just asking questions because I don't remember the story. I didn't care about
just
it.
Asking questions, huh?
Yeah, just asking questions.
Did anyone see the Guillermo del Toro Pinocchio with Tom Hanks as Geppetto?
No.
It was by far the worst movie I've ever seen.
Really?
It's horrible.
And Guillermo del Toro won back-to-back Oscars for Best Picture, right?
Yes.
The Shape of Water and then...
Back.
Mexican stuff?
Mexican stuff? What is that?
I can't remember the name. Something like that.
Something like that.
Okay. Look that up, Deej.
Yeah.
I'm close.
Did he do Labyrinth? Is that the same guy that did
Look up
Labyrinth?
Your Mexican Google about
Pan's Labyrinth.
Hellboy?
Yeah. Might have been Hellboy.
No, I'm telling you, Guillermo del Toro either won back-to-back Oscars or maybe skip a year and then won.
Actually, but, his version of Pinocchio won Best Animated Feature.
It's terrible. Oh. It's terrible.
Oh, really?
I defy anyone to defend that movie. It's so bad.
Like the Academy.
Like, yeah, the Academy.
Yeah, the Academy loved it.
The people that watch movies.
Dave has his own awards that goes head-to-head with the Oscars.
Okay, do you guys think that it's because...
Is it clever to turn kids' stories into slasher movies?
Is it right?
So if he won, Corby, if he won for The Shape of Water, that was 2017.
Okay.
And the films he did on either side of that were Three Below Tales of Arcadia in 2018. But then before Shape of Water in 2016, he did Troll Hunters Tales of Arcadia. Did two episodes of that. Oh, those are episodes.
Yeah.
How about Crimson Peak?
Go forward in time. Don't talk about past people. Let's past 20.
Nightmare Alley.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Let's not forget.
DJ couldn't even look it up.
Let's not forget Pacific Rim and all this. That was a pretty great movie.
Yeah, 2013 Pacific Rim. He did do Pan's Labyrinth. That's right. 2006.
Frankenstein?
Yeah. Frankenstein was 2025 last year.
Yeah, which maybe that's what
I was thinking. Is that Mary Shelley's Frankenstein?
Yes, it's everything is, if it's Frankenstein, it's Mary Shelley. By the way, have you guys seen the trailer for The Bride? the Christian Bale Maggie Gyllenhaal joint about the Bride of Frankenstein looks pretty cool. The end. I think it's coming out this weekend.
All right.
Sorry. Okay, so back to...
Didn't Maggie Gyllenhaal, she's the one that got spanked in Secretary?
Yes, that was definitely her.
Yeah, so he's only won Best Director once for Shape of Water.
All right, okay.
Which also won Best Picture.
So,
but he won it once back-to-back.
No.
Then there was a monster in there, right?
It was a double win for Shape of Water.
There must be another...
Yeah, it was like a merman.
Okay, yeah. There's another
Mexican merman.
There's another Hispanic director that I'm thinking of. Maybe that did The Revenant. Who did The Revenant, Ham?
I don't know.
God, you're dumb.
You're dumb.
That was Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay.
No,
he played The Revenant.
He's Googling.
He played the bear.
Famous Mexicans.
Famous. Oh, Alejandro González Iñárritu.
Is it Pancho Villa?
That sounds just like Guillermo del Toro.
Well, I'm. Feel like I was a bit racist in my categorization of... Well, he did win one award. Okay, are you guys
cool,
though?
They all direct the same? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Because 90% of children are... They're very aware of Winnie the Pooh, and they're aware of Pinocchio and Alice in Wonderland and all that crap. Is it cool to turn them into serial killers... Armed with the information that is it going to haunt these kids if they end up seeing this online? Because kids see everything online.
Okay, I need to apologize to Benicio del Toro.
Go on.
Okay.
Guillermo del Toro, whatever his name is.
Wow, even you think they all are the same.
I was confusing the Disney reboot with Tom Hanks and the Benicio del Toro or Guillermo del Toro. I've never seen that one.
God.
I've never seen that one. But the Tom Hanks Pinocchio came out in 2022, and it is god-awful.
All right. Another shot at the Hispanics. DJ, yes. How do you handle it?
I'm going to allow it.
But is it cool to turn these childhood icons and heroes into these
slashers? How Hispanic is DJ?
Barely.
Not very.
Full.
We got three answers there.
Which part of you is Hispanic?
My wiener.
No.
What is that?
It's his mom.
Yeah, mom's side.
Is she full blown or is it?
Yes, full blown.
Like both of her parents were from Mexico.
He has dual citizenship.
I don't.
You could.
But both of your grandparents on your mom's side are full Mexican.
Bear trap. I don't think my mom even knew her dad ever, so.
Way to
go.
We don't know.
Dave.
But, wow, so you don't have a grandpa and your dad went to prison.
Tough life.
What's your take on Tajin?
Don't like it. Not a fan.
Mm.
Well.
If, like, there's...
Only gringos like Tajin.
That's not true.
No, that's not true.
There's seven
of us. Was your dad something messed up?
he's white. So kind of.
Messed up.
Yeah, pretty messed up.
If the seven of us had a race to get in touch with someone in the cartel, would you win that race? It's a legitimate question to determine his ethnicity.
Oh, okay.
There's more to Mexico than the cartel.
Snake.
Now, Corby's right on this. It would be me.
Yes, of course he could. That's street cred right there. I want to be in your gang.
Not allowed.
I want to lead your gang.
No,
to
you
fame
don't.
And fortune.
Wait, who's...
Yeah, that's
who's
so got, Corby to... I want to join your gang. Make me the leader.
They'll just fall in line behind me.
So, who's got more Mexican? Is it you or Monty?
It's a draw for neither of us.
Because Monty's half, right? Like, same boat as you.
Yeah, but talk to Monty.
Monty's three quarters.
We should have a ticket Spanish off.
It's Monty.
To settle this once
It is Monty?
All.
Yeah.
Okay.
He
How do you know?
He speaks it.
Oh, he speaks it?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. That's also a lie.
I've never heard him speak it.
Speaking of Monty.
Is he really three quarter?
Dave said that because he has three limbs, Gordon.
It's three quarters of a man, not three quarters Mexican.
Jesus.
All right, we better go.
So then he's one third Mexican? I can't do fractions.
They get up common.
He lost a whole leg's worth of Mexican.
Speaking of Monty, are you twitching tonight? And is he going to be on it?
You know, about that Twitch thing, there is there is a slight chance I will Twitch tonight because I've got to drive to the Choctaw tonight.
Oh.
And I may turn on my phone to Twitch from the phone, but don't count on it. So
this well, that's is a real solid deal.
It'll be a pop-up store of a Twitch broadcast if I do it. So I wouldn't count on it.
Okay.
It's kind of like the worst promotion I could possibly do for my Twitch stream right now. Yep. Saying, hey, don't anybody waste their time by tuning into it tonight.
By the way, the guy that directed The Revenant, Alejandro Iñárritu, he did win back-to-back Oscars. So I was being movie racist, and I apologize, DJ, to our cartel friends, of which now I'm the leader.
Okay. Yes, I'll accept on behalf of the cartel.
All right, thank you. All right, Gordon, drive safe up there.
Thank you, Gordon.
Durant.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
And we'll do it again very soon. There he goes. Gordon Keith.
Lo siento.
The Rant Revival.
A peliculos todos.
You know, what I really
todos.
Wanted to say here is that I really wanted to talk
about... Oh, there no, he faded no. off into oblivion.
Too bad.
All right, let's come back and let's talk Cowboys. Toilet How close flush, were the Cowboys to Max Crosby?
The Ticket.